Snadian Adventure review notes for Xbox Live indie games. Playing Snadian Invasion. It's a decent game on Xbox Live indie games. It kind of takes a meld of Worms, but puts it in a live action perspective. So basically, it's got a little bit of Rocket Riotness to it, with perhaps not as a unique art style. It uses a similar art style to that of Worms, and there are features that you can get in this game that Worms has, like the ability to dig through certain layers inside the level map. Now, it doesn't happen with every particular level, but the ones that features any sort of dirt or any, you know, less solid-based terrain. The game's highly entertaining. It's got decent presentation value for the fact that it's an Xbox Live indie game. The game has a leveling system whereby the more you play the game, the more games you unlock, the more classes you unlock, the levels that are available to you. For instance, the more you play, the more weapons that are available to you, and different classes have different abilities, etc., etc. It's especially fun in multiplayer. Capture the flag. There's drone. Basically, there's a version of Horde where basically you've got to kill as many NPCs as possible. There's spaceships and other alien craft. And then there's capture the flag. Team deathmatch and standard deathmatch. Capture the flag works extremely well. All the maps have been built to incorporate CTF, and there's no dumb design here on any of the levels at all. Team deathmatch is fun, you know, it's just full-on action. Okay, it takes a little bit of the strategy out of it, but there's still a strategy element if you still want to dig and take cover, etc. But it really is kind of like your Action Man's strategy game, and the fact that it is full-on, it's just a 2D shoot 'em up but in deathmatch form. I like it. It's a very, very good game. It is on the higher price point of the Xbox Live indie games, but it's definitely worth picking up. The audio is suited towards an alien, extraterrestrial sort of sound. And it's just well presented. There's no horrible graphics here. It complements your Xbox pretty well. With the funding of a bigger studio, this game could possibly have a future on the PC via Steam, also on a re-release, depending on maybe if they can contact the Blitz 1-Up Studios. But basically, it's a very, very good game. So these are my notes. This is not a review, these are my notes. And I know that it's going in public, but I need to go back to this later when I write my review.